Anchorage, WMAL, Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. A man is in critical condition this morning after he was shot by U.S. Park Police during a chase last night in Alexandria. Park Police say they spotted a car wanted in a hit-and-run at around 7:30. That touched off the chase. It ended near Fort Hunt Road and Alexandria Avenue in Mount Vernon. The wanted car crashed into a ditch, and the man was shot. Police say he was the only one in the car. No officers were injured, and they say officers were not shot at. A former Virginia bank executive has been sentenced to more than 6 years in jail for an identity theft and fraud scheme that netted him more than $3 million.
39-year-old Kirk Marsh of Oakton was vice president of Fulton Bank and earlier of Virginia Commerce Bank. Prosecutors say the banks received a total of $400 million from the Troubled Asset Relief Program from the U.S. Treasury. Authorities say Marsh forged the signatures of senior bank officers to get small business loans. And prosecutors say he also used personal identifying information of a former client to fraudulently obtain a large line of credit. In addition to prison time, he's also been ordered to pay restitution. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Democrats will likely be asking for recounts in three House of Delegates races in Virginia. In the 28th district, a federal judge on Friday rejected a request to count 55 absentee ballots that arrived late to the Stafford County Registrar's Office. A judge saying everyone wonders sometimes, quote, what's wrong with the mail? But there was no improprieties involved. Democrat Joshua Coles trailing Republican Bob Thomas by 82 votes in that race. Votes will be certified by the state on Monday, at which point candidates trailing by less than 1% can request a recount. If Democrats win two close races here, they would take control of Virginia's House of Delegates for the first time since 1998. The GOP in Alabama is sticking with Roy Moore as its nominee for the special Senate election. The state's governor now says she'll vote for him.
After pardoning a Thanksgiving turkey, Governor Kay Ivey was asked who she'll cast a ballot for on December 12th.
I do believe that the nominee of the party is the one I'll vote for.
She said it's important to put a Republican in the Senate.
To vote on the things like Supreme Court justices, other appointments that the Senate has to confirm and make major decisions.
But this isn't an indication of whether she believes Roy Moore's accusers.
The timing is a little curious, but at the same time, I have no reason to disbelieve them.
She said it's important for every registered voter to cast a ballot in this special election. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Hillary Clinton says comparisons between her husband and Moore aren't fair. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's among those now saying Bill Clinton should have resigned. Hillary Clinton says she doesn't understand that statement.
This was a painful time, not only in our marriage, but in our country, as I've written about. But it was investigated fully. It was addressed at the time. He was held accountable. That is very different than what people seem to be remembering from that period, because you can go back and look at the history.
She spoke with WABC's Rita Cosby. Investigators will likely be calling for more answers from Jared Kushner after revelations that he received and forwarded an email from Donald Trump Jr. that mentions contacts with WikiLeaks.
This latest revelation certainly turns up the pressure on Kushner to go back to Capitol Hill and for more interviews and perhaps to explain himself. Leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee sent a public letter to Kushner's lawyer saying Kushner had failed to turn over documents that they know exist, and that includes information about WikiLeaks.
Correspondent Evan Perez there. Sports, the Wizards come up just short against the Heat, 91-88. Caps in Minnesota tonight. College football, Maryland visiting number 22 Michigan State. Number 2 Miami hosts Virginia. We'll check traffic and weather up next on WMAL.
Ring in 2018 with WMAL at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Join our very own Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnais at the WMAL New Year's Eve All-Inclusive Gala. Your party package includes hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your all-inclusive party package for two at WMAL.com/New Year. WMAL.com/New Year.
Attention investors. Protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
7:05 now, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
Steve, thank you and good morning. Beltway Express lanes, both directions, the ramp to Jones Branch. They've got road work set up this morning. Through Maryland, 95 northbound, right before 895, the Harbor Tunnel Thruway. An accident still off on the left shoulder, having a tough time getting that pushed over to the right shoulder. Virginia, 95 southbound, the ramp to Lorton. Police working a crash there. And a new accident on 395 southbound, the ramp to the Outer Loop Capital Beltway has one left lane taken out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Staying overcast today, high 50. 57, could see some showers tonight down to 50. Tomorrow looks mostly sunny in the low 50s. We're at 40 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we may see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan about what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and it is great to be joined each week by the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, John Gizzi, joins us. John, how are you?
I'm just doing peachy.
All right, John, so here are the choices. We can talk about Roy Moore and the latest allegation and whether somebody forged the yearbook. We could talk about Al Franken. We could talk about some more of the allegations. Or we could talk about maybe some of the other things going on nationally and in the world that might have more impact on individual Americans and our daily lives.
Were you thinking about tax reform?
Oh, maybe tax reform. We could talk about what might happen to Jeff Flake's seat, because you've written about that this week. We could talk about some of the developments internationally that could have some significant impact on the U.S., including the future of leadership in Saudi Arabia and also President Mugabe.
Let's talk about something substantive, and if I get all of those questions right, maybe we can go back to the sublime.
All right. Let's start with tax reform, John. At week's end, I understand there could be potentially 6 problem senators in the future for the Republican legislation.
Well, quite frankly, if only Wisconsin's Ron Johnson puts his feet in cement and says they've got to pay attention to me on this, that's enough to cause a problem, because that means that they need to lose two more votes rather than just one more, and that will surely kill the legislation and mean that President Trump will not get his first legislative triumph since taking office back in January. Look, let's put it on the table. The House did pass a version of tax reform that included lowering tax rates, but still ending the deduction for state and local taxes from the federal taxes. Something I might add that has been in the U.S. tax code since the income tax was born back in 1913. On the other hand, there are reductions in capital gains and the corporate taxes, and this is something that will radically change the tax structure in the United States. Many Americans will not be required to pay taxes, and most of us, the president said, will be able to file a return in a simple one-page form rather than the lengthy forms that are out there, and of course that are necessary for taxpayers who use the loopholes. All of that is controversial in itself. The Democrats are thundering with the idea that this is a rich man's tax package. We certainly saw the exchange between Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio and Senator Orrin Hatch, chairman of the Finance Committee. But right now, it looks pretty good. This is where the president's reputation as a deal maker and a persuader is going to receive its most severe test. He's got to go to not only Ron Johnson, but as you say, five others, and say, this isn't perfect, but it's the best possible tax that's out there. And it sets us in the right direction towards truly reforming our way of collecting revenue. Whether he can do that and in the weeks before Christmas will be the defining moment of the Trump presidency in year one.
John, one of the Democratic talking points seems to be that most middle-income and lower-income Americans will get whacked with a tax hike in 2027. That's the talking point, but my understanding is the only reason that would happen is if they did not extend the tax cuts. Which is it?
Exactly. It's the latter. The tax cuts have to be made permanent. Tax cuts usually have a short life. George W. Bush's tax cuts that he was able to get through a Republican-controlled Congress died out. I was there the day that President Obama refused to sign the extension for President Bush's tax cuts, and then before the election year started, he reluctantly went along. It was December 7th. When he called all of the reporters in and said that this was legislation that he was signing reluctantly for another year, but he would not do it again. So at that point, the tax cut was on life support, and he was doing it merely to keep the government running because Congress wouldn't look at alternatives. This is what's going to be the case. It's a what-if game. Now, again, if lawmakers were to make the tax cuts permanent, we wouldn't even be having this discussion at this point. The counterargument to that is that if they tried to make it permanent, it would never see the light of day now.
John, let's turn to the Arizona Senate race. A Republican seat could go blue.
That's certainly the case, and today I wouldn't bet the farm on it, but I'd wager several acres. Senator Jeff Flake, Republican, is retiring. Democrats have settled on Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema from suburban Phoenix as their nominee. Congresswoman Sinema is decidedly on the left. She's backed by groups ranging from Planned Parenthood to the Human Rights Campaign. She is the first avowed bisexual ever elected to the House, and the first open bisexual elected to the Arizona legislature. Before that, it's never kept her from winning in all her trips to the polls. And why she may be strong has less to do with her and more to do with the fact that Republicans have just not settled on a strong candidate. Jeff Flake, former Senator John Kyle, and of course John McCain were all formidable figures when they made their first run for the Senate, and they had little trouble in their subsequent races. There's no one like that today on the Republican side. Dr. Kelly Ward, who was challenging Jeff Flake in the primary, is the front runner. Congresswoman Marsha McSally, first woman pilot to ever be elected to Congress, runs second, but she hasn't said she would run. And former Congressman John Shadegg, considering the race but not running, trails in polls. And Congressman David Schweikert, a member of the Freedom Caucus and a strong Congress conservative, is also considered a major candidate. But as many journalists tell me, including the top political reporter for the Arizona Republic, they are just not candidates who can wrap up the nomination and will go into November the underdogs.
We'll continue our conversation with John Gizzi after a quick check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley.
Thank you very much, Rick, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Couple of problems on 95, the first through Maryland, northbound, right before Harbor Tunnel Thruway. An accident still on the left shoulder through there. Virginia, 95 southbound, the ramp to Lorton. Police on the scene of a crash there that's got the ramp completely blocked. 395 southbound, the outer loop, Capitol Beltway, all of those lanes have opened from an earlier crash that's now cleared. And Beltway Express lanes, both ways, ramp to Jones Branch Drive. They've got that blocked off for road work that's happening this weekend. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, cloudy with a high up to 56. Sunshine tomorrow, high 50. Sunny on Monday with a high of 50. And Thursday looks partly cloudy with a high of 44. Right now in Washington, 39. We're heading up to 56 this afternoon, 717, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues, and we are talking with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And John, at week's end, among the headlines on the international front, Saudi Arabia on edge as King Salman seeks succession. What's happening there, and why is it important to us?
Well, what is happening there is the closest the Saudis have ever had to genuine political upheaval in half a century. In other words, you don't have elections when you have an absolute monarchy, and they've had a monarchy since going back to before World War II. All of the members of the government are related, and the king at this point is doing something to shunt off as many as 40 of his family members who are in government positions. This is tantamount to a civil war in the back rooms of power, or I should say in the palaces of power in Saudi Arabia. And it means that one figure with his own choice as crown prince is going to be calling the shots. Again, it's an unusual situation, but it is also a sign that the Saudi monarchy is just not what it used to be. And this is a country, remember, in which women are treated as second-class citizens and where non-family members, non-family members who are male need not apply to government. And it very much operates as it did a century ago. My guess is that there will be changes, and that will be followed by reform. Now, why is all this happening at this time? Well, militant fundamentalism. Call it what you will, it is spreading throughout the Middle East. We see it in Yemen, we see it in Iraq, we see it in Syria. The homegrown ISISs in Saudi Arabia will come next with a compelling argument that all the power and money are in the hands of an oligarchy at the top. The king while the outcome of what he plans to do is unclear, uncertain, and dangerous, is at least trying to do something to forestall his country going the way of so many others right now.
So, John, tens of thousands of people are expected to take to the streets of Harare today in Zimbabwe to call for the resignation of Robert Mugabe. He is 93 years old, and he is the president there, asking him to stand down and resign. What's happening in Zimbabwe, and why is that important to us?
Robert Gabriel Mugabe, love him or loathe him, the George Washington of his country. He was a revolutionary or a freedom fighter, depending on one's point of view, in the 1970s, when the white minority government in the former Rhodesia finally gave up, popular elections were held, and the man known as Comrade Bob emerged triumphant. Our candidate, Bishop Muzorewa, a leader of the moderate opposition and a non-communist, failed and was forever marginalized as a political figure. Mugabe has virtually ruled with an iron fist in a country becoming increasingly a one-party nation. He's backed up by the military, and in the process, the economy has gone into the tank. Other countries find that it is difficult to deal with a regime under an aging leader who controls everything. The military, I think, got a little tired of Mugabe, who has gone through elections. And finally, General Constantino Chiwenga, the Army Chief of Staff, sent tanks in and went on television and basically put the president under house arrest at his estate. Part of the reason is unsaid but known to anyone who knows Zimbabwe. At his age, Robert Mugabe has signaled that his second wife, Grace Mugabe, age 53, would succeed him. She's considered a red hot, more of a Marxist than her husband, and with a greater taste for revenge. The military did not want to deal with Grace Mugabe any more than the Egyptian military did not want Hosni Mubarak to be succeeded by his son, Gamal. And thus this led to the upheaval in Cairo a few years ago. President Mugabe yesterday spoke at a graduation, but he did not come in with all of the entourage and guards that he usually does, a sign that he's been marginalized. Now, what does this mean to the U.S.? In all likelihood, it has been a difficult time dealing with Zimbabwe with Mugabe, and it will be hard to deal with Zimbabwe minus Mugabe. The former vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is coming back, and one is expecting a change of power very likely in the future. But how different will he govern? We've had a state-controlled economy. We've had the power of enterprise and trade manhandled over the years. Whether it can be changed, extremely doubtful.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You can follow him by simply Googling Gizzi on politics. As always, John, a pleasure.
And dear friends and gentle people, how many reporters do you know who can get through a full session with Rick Fowler and not once talk about Roy Moore or Al Franken?
All right, we are at 7:24, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Up next, we'll take a look at the Redskins game for tomorrow. Steve Burns will join us.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil Super Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Oil Filter for just $26.99. Plus, buy any oil change special with a Purolator filter and upgrade to a Purolator 1 for just $2. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Includes filters up to $7.99.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news stocks all around the world. We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets,
long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
7:25 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Steve Burns joined us from the newsroom, and Steve, want to talk skins in a second, but a week or so ago we talked about a car chase out on the Beltway. The police chased and a suspect
right.
was struck and killed by one of the cruisers as
right.
he tried to race across the Beltway. Another bizarre incident with a police chase last night.
Yeah, we had another interesting police chase type of situation. Apparently, U.S. Park Police caught up with a car that was wanted in a hit and run. And this chase went through the GW Parkway into Alexandria and eventually right around the Mount Vernon area. Apparently, the car crashed into a ditch. It was partially overturned and shots were fired by police. There was one guy in the car. He was struck. We're told he's in critical condition this morning. Still a lot of unanswered questions about this as to why police felt shooting was necessary here. We don't know if the man was armed. There were initial reports that cops had been shot at, but they later said that those were incorrect, that there were no officers that had been shot, no officers that were injured here. So we still have a lot of questions on this, but again, another this type of car chase situation here we don't see very often.
Yeah, and the danger to other drivers, especially if they went from the GW Parkway down through Alexandria.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and roads were closed for a few hours there.
All right, let's talk Redskins. Tough loss last weekend. Defense wasn't quite there for the whole game.
No.
But looking ahead to New Orleans tomorrow, 1 o'clock here on WMAL.
And again, it's all about getting over these injuries that have ravaged the roster for a lot of this season. And this is one of those games we heard Larry Michaels say it yesterday. They need to win this game, and not necessarily mathematically to get into the playoffs, but just from a morality standpoint. You need to. There's some games here you just need to win in order to keep your hopes alive, and this one is certainly one of them tomorrow in New Orleans.
You know, I got to say, Steve, thank you for not saying must win. You said need to win. It's important, but it's not a must win.
It's not a mathematical must win, but, you know, in right. your heart, this is one of those you need.
Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You know, every game is a must win when it comes to most people in the sports world.
You would think. Yeah, you
right,
would
think. But no, this is a need to win.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnaise. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. True to form, Frank delivered them an offer in 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over their asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services.
Sunday afternoons at 5 here on WMAL.
It's Larry O'Connor. I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's now a few weeks into his program with EMP 180 Weight Loss. Okay, you got an update for us, JJ?
I do. 12 pounds in the first 2 weeks.
Look at you.
Most importantly, my wife has commented about my clothes being looser, so I got that going for me.
That is most important.
Yeah.
That's great. So how's it been following the plan?
The plan's great. I started out with a head of steam, and then this week was kind of tough. But the great thing about this plan is it comes with people, and I was able to call my counselor at EMP, Tiffany. You know, she listened, and that's what I needed.
Yeah, they're really the best. And let's face it, if everyone could just lose weight on their own, then we all would lose weight
on our own.
We need these great coaches over at EMP.
Yeah, I definitely needed the help, and then they even followed up with me the next day. It was awesome.
Well, they are awesome, and they were awesome for me, and they're going to be awesome for you. Find out for yourself. Visit EMP 180 and type Tyson's Corner, and now in Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. President Trump says in a tweet he's putting on hold a new policy that would allow African elephant trophies to be imported.
Less than 48 hours after the White House announced it would lift an Obama-era ban on elephant trophies from Zambia and Zimbabwe, the president now says he wants to review all conservation facts. The Fish and Wildlife Service had argued that encouraging wealthy big game hunters to kill the threatened species would help raise money for conservation programs. But animal rights groups and some politicians objected, including House Foreign Affairs Chairman Ed Royce, who says African big game hunting generates blood money for terrorists. Jan Johnson, Washington.
Its operator says the leak from the Keystone pipeline is now controlled.
The company says 75 people are on site of the spill in South Dakota that spewed 210,000 gallons of oil on agricultural land last Thursday near the border with North Dakota. Meanwhile, Nebraska state officials say the spill won't affect a pending decision to approve or deny a route for a related Keystone project.
That's correspondent Pat Piper. And there's a new museum today, opening steps from the National Mall. The Museum of the Bible has three floors of exhibits, a theater, restaurant, and meeting space, as executive director Tony Zeiss.
Well, we wanted to grow into the center of all things Bible. I mean, that's really it, because we believe that the Bible is the best source of information for people to navigate through life.
The museum is three blocks from the Capitol, largely built through funds from the Hobby Lobby store chain. Sports Wizards come up just short against the Heat, 91-88, and Caps in Minnesota tonight. Traffic and weather's up next.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Autumn's in full swing and the leaves are everywhere. Have you cleaned out your gutters yet? It's a messy, dangerous job that's easy to put off, right? Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system, the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out, and best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. When you put it on your home, you'll never, ever have to climb a ladder to clean your gutters again. Right now, get a $99 installation and a 40-inch smart TV with your whole home gutter purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $25 gas card with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit them online at BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. This week only, Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
7:33, we check back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Steve, thank you and good morning. M Street and Northwest, both ways at Key Bridge. All the lanes have opened back up from an earlier crash. Looks good through there again. Maryland, northbound 95, right before 895, the Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Accident still there off of the left shoulder, waiting on a wrecker to show up. Chesapeake Bay Bridge has wind warnings in effect for it. Be sure and hold on to your steering wheel as you go over the big bridge. 270 northbound right at Germantown Road. Two left lanes taken out. That's road work through there. Virginia, southbound 95, the ramp to Lorton. Police on the scene of a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. weatherchannel.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast, high 57 today. Could see some showers tonight, down to about 50. Mostly sunny tomorrow in the low 50s. We're at 41 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways to save. Replace your old windows with new, energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. Mary Walter here, and you'll save even more when you buy three windows, get one free with zero interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Windows built specifically for our climate, just for your home, in their own local factory, and professionally installed by experts. Thompson Creek windows are custom designed for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Trust your home to Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company. It's a sweet deal.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our two-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Donate to your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, that's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and if you're around the house over the weekend on a Sunday morning and kicking back, having a cup of coffee, check out Full Measure on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. It is hosted by Cheryl Atkinson. She joins us each week, and it's great to have you with us, Cheryl.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
President Trump just back from Asia, promoting his plans to build U.S. stature in world trade. But you've got a report tomorrow morning that China has some pretty big plans, too.
China is really able to do more and more quickly, of course, than the way our government is arranged. And what they've decided to do is an initiative called One Belt, One Road, which I describe as spending $1 trillion to sort of kind of bribe Southeastern nations and other countries to ally with them economically in terms of trade and kind of pivot away from the United States, which could have, I'm told, some serious ramifications to us here at home.
It seemed as though the president had made some progress in terms of a more favorable trade balance, but I wonder how much this played into the agenda. We didn't hear much about it.
Well, I think the president is well aware of this initiative. I know that his ambassadors are, and I know it's discussed, but it's the sort of thing I don't think you dial back. They're into this plan a couple of years, and they're spending so much money. They're buying, you know, $11 billion factories in Singapore, for example. They're building a train system that will go through 7 countries, all of this to facilitate their trade and help make their goods cheaper and more accessible to places where, you know, frankly, we have markets or would like to have markets. So I think that largely increases the competition. And one thing that they're not talking as much about is I think there are some national security ramifications once China kind of holds the cards in that region even more than ever when it comes to wielding influence, when it comes to economies and trade. How do you think that's going to affect things when we need allies and people to side with us on certain issues? I think there are some serious questions to be had.
So, Cheryl, you were there. What did you see in terms of this program and how it's having effect in that region?
Well, China is literally sprinkling money so liberally in terms of loans and projects in these countries, they can't help but take it. You know, it's almost, I called it akin to a sort of legal bribery, and some officials there agreed because they're getting money for loans that the West couldn't justify because there's such high risk or there's such high probability that they will actually default and not be able to pay them back. China's making those loans. And in that respect, they're able to sort of buy alliances from what I can see. And they are really just being very farsighted in terms of the infrastructure they're building over land and sea, in terms of ports and trains and all kinds of factories, again, to serve their own self-interest, ultimately, providing jobs and trade routes for themselves.
Cheryl, you're known for exposing government waste, and this week you have a feature on regional airports that often see very few passengers.
Yeah, the idea here is Essential Air Service is a taxpayer-funded system that's been going on for years to try to help rural airports stay in business. But there's a yin and yang to that story. It's the idea that should the government be supporting businesses that wouldn't be viable but for the government money? And here's the funny thing that happens. You know, the strange part about it that figures into possible waste. Planes fly sometimes empty or nearly empty to these airports, but subsidized by tax dollars just to keep the routes open. So you may have one passenger on a plane that paid $50 for a ticket, but taxpayers paid $200 to subsidize the ticket or up to $1,000 to subsidize the ticket to keep the route open that's not really viable but for the government money. And, you know, it goes back to it sounds good in some respects to the local businesses, but are these regional airports getting influence because they're in congressional districts and maybe a member of Congress or someone powerful wants to use them? That's why they want to keep the routes open. Or is it simply not a good function of federal tax money, considering how far in debt we are, to spend it on this sort of thing? Is this a luxury we really can't afford? Those are the questions we're asking.
Well, that's one of the questions I had for you, is the origin of how these airports are developed. You've done stories on this in the past, and don't these sometimes end up just tacked into a bill somewhere to take care of a particular senator or congressman?
They have in the past. I mean, there have been investigations done that show, you know, why one airport versus another might be included in the subsidized service, and reporters have been able to identify that, gosh, the main thing it seems to serve is the local congressman who needs to get back and forth to Washington or somewhere else and has no better choice without having to switch planes. Some of the routes also are kind of silly. Our reporter who's doing the story, Lisa Fletcher, she couldn't get on the plane back because she went over on a nearly empty plane, came back and it was full, so she drove and only took her 90 minutes to drive. Took her about that long to fly once she got to the airport and had to fly in the air for about 30 minutes. So, you know, their routes, they're very dubious in terms of whether there's really necessity for them.
Travis Tritt is one of the iconic honky-tonk artists in country music and known for some pretty hard-drinking songs in his day. We'll get to know a different side of him tomorrow as you spent some time with him.
I did. He's actually a really nice guy in person. A funny story, I went to see him at, I think it's called the Great Frederick Maryland Fair. And I thought there'd be tons of security. We had set up in advance to see him. We're supposed to get press passes and all that stuff. Well, we pulled in, and I came separately from my crew, and I said, I'm here to interview Travis Tritt. They're like, go on back, honey. I just go. Like, I didn't even have to pick up my press pass. I mean, he did have security, but it was very low maintenance, you know, very low key, couldn't be nicer guy. And we talked to him because I call the story, you don't know Tritt. And I say that because if you think of him only as a country music Grammy award-winning star, which he is, there's a lot more to this guy. And we ended up talking to him about his interest in helping vets and what sparked that and what he's done over the years.
It's all tomorrow morning on Full Measure, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock and on News Channel 8 throughout the day. Cheryl, as always, thank you so much.
You too. Have a good one.
7:45 Saturday morning update on WMAL. We got traffic and weather real quick. James Stanley is with us.
Yeah, Rick, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. Maryland 270 northbound right before Germantown. Two left lanes are taken out. That's a construction zone. 395, the HOV lanes both directions from the 14th Street Bridge to Edsall. All of those lanes are blocked. That's construction. One both directions right around Reedy Drive. Police reporting there's a crash through there. Prince William Parkway southbound right at Baldsford Road. Left lane blocked. That's a two-car injury crash. Could take a while to get that picked up. Several emergency vehicles on the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, kind of a balmy fall weekend shaping up. 56 with cloudy skies this afternoon. For tomorrow, sunshine, high of 50. Monday, sunshine, high of 50. Tuesday, cloudy, 57 for the high. On Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, high of 44. Right now in Washington, 40 degrees, and we're heading up to 56, and it's 7:45 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL, and I don't know, you've seen Saturday Night Live, and you've seen them harpoon Jeff Sessions quite a bit. And you've seen congressmen and senators harpooning Jeff Sessions quite a bit. The media has been harpooning Jeff Sessions quite a bit. Well, Jeff Sessions was out speaking yesterday at the Federalist Society. Now, this is what Jeff Sessions had to say as he opened his speech to the Federalist Society yesterday. I think this is pretty funny. Here's the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
Is Ambassador Kislyak in the room? Before I get started here, any Russians? Anybody been to Russia? Got a cousin in Russia or something?
I think that's great. It just kind of puts it all in perspective. Everybody has so freaked out about Russia, and I still maintain that a year and a half or so ago, before it was national news that Russia was actually meddling in our election, Russia was not a fatal disease. Russia was not the plague a year and a half ago. They weren't exactly our closest ally, duh, but people were doing business in Russia. Bill Clinton was taking $500,000 speaking fees in Russia. Hillary Clinton was involved in a Uranium One deal that had to be involved with Russia, happened to be involved with Russia. So all this crazy paranoia about Russia now, what we know now about Russia is not what we knew about Russia at the beginning of the campaign. But Jeff Sessions put it all into perspective. Other things in the news quickly. It's Hillary Clinton back at it again. She was on Rita Cosby's show on WABC Radio in New York yesterday, and she was asked about Al Franken.
Al Franken, is a friend of mine, and I deeply regret what he did. There's no excuse for his behavior, none at all. But he's called for an investigation. He's apologized to the woman involved. Apparently she's accepted the apology.
All right. And she was asked also about her husband, Bill Clinton, and the allegations then.
Look, I think every situation has to be judged on its own merits. And there were allegations that were disproved. There were allegations that were absolutely contradicted under sworn testimony. So, of course, you should give, people who make such allegations the benefit of the doubt. That's what our system does. But then you have to investigate them, and that fully happened in the late 90s.
7:49 Saturday morning update on WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Freaks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Do you need a will or a trust? Do you use a 401k or a Roth? Do you have a little time on Sunday morning at 8? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini here on WMAL.
7:53, Saturday morning updates, WMAL. Tax reform. Will it happen? Will it not? What will it look like when it's done? Well, the very latest is, as of Friday night, six Republicans are up in the air in the Senate when it comes to tax reform legislation. Senator Ron Johnson says he won't vote for the proposal because of how it treats small businesses. Bob Corker, Jeff Flake are worried the plan will cost far more than advertised. Susan Collins has concerns because of the plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act individual mandate. And John McCain and Lisa Murkowski have been wild cards so far, avoiding to take a public position on the proposal. Well, that's the Senate. Now, the House passed their bill. Paul Ryan was very excited about it.
This is not how it is in this country traditionally. We need to restore growth. We need to restore opportunity. We need to restore this beautiful thing we affectionately call the American idea. Passing this bill is the single biggest thing we can do to grow the economy, to restore opportunity, and help these middle-income families who are struggling.
Okay, so there's been a lot of debate as to whether this tax legislation really favors the rich. And the Democratic talking points typically are, of course, that Republicans come in and the first thing they want to do is to cut taxes for the wealthy, cut taxes for the rich. And there is a narrative out there, a talking point, that the tax cuts will actually start costing middle-income Americans and lower-income Americans. It will actually be an increase as of the year 2027. But we can debunk that by saying The only reason the taxes would increase on the lower income and middle income Americans in 2027 is if they don't extend the tax cuts, because this legislation would run out in 2027. So that's not quite accurate when they say, well, everybody's going to get an increase in 2027. Well, it's only if the legislation is not renewed, the tax cuts not renewed. So it's been pretty contentious, and Orrin Hatch had about enough of it in the 9 o'clock hour on Thursday night. They were in a committee meeting with Senator Sherrod Brown, the Democrat, of course. And here's Senator Orrin Hatch.
I come from the poor people, and I've been here working my whole stinking career for people who don't have a chance. And I really resent anybody saying that I'm just doing this for the rich. Give me a break. I think you guys overplay that all the time, and it gets old. And frankly, you ought to quit it.
Mr. Chairman, the public believes
it. I'm not through. I get kind of sick and tired of it. True, it's a nice political play.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
it's not true.
With all due respect, I get sick and tired of the richest people.
Regular
in the
order,
country,
Mr. Chairman.
Getting richer and
regular
richer.
Order.
And richer.
Order.
Regular
order.
Middle, we do a tax.
Regular order.
Middle class.
Wait a minute.
Regular
order.
And over and over again.
Wait,
how many
second.
Times do we do this before we learn this?
Well, that's not crossfire or something like that from years ago. No, that's crossfire in the Senate between Orrin Hatch and Sherrod Brown the other night, and that wasn't the end of it.
Listen, I've honored you by allowing you to spout off here. And what you said was not right. That's all I'm saying. I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me. I get a little tired of that crap. And let me just say something. If we worked together, we could pull this country out of every mess it's in. And we could do a lot of the things that you're talking about, too. And I think I've got a reputation of having worked together with Democrats.
Let's start with Chip.
I'm not starting with Chip. I did it. I've done it for years. I've got more bills.
Start with Chip today.
I've got more bills passed than everybody on this committee put together. And they've been passed for the benefit of people in this country.
Hats off to Orrin Hatch. Well stated. Did you catch the one sentence in there he repeated? If we worked together. Wow. How prolific. If only people would listen to what Orrin Hatch had to say. If we worked together. Well, the dialogue continued.
Now, all I can say is I like you personally very much, but I'm telling you, this bullcrap that you guys throw out here really gets old after a while. To do it right at the end of this was just not right. And it takes a lot to get me worked up like this.
Call the roll.
Well, that was Senator Orrin Hatch. So glad he came out and spoke his mind. About time somebody did that. 7:57 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you for being with us. Thanksgiving is coming up. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. And I would find a whole bunch of things to talk about besides politics at Thanksgiving this year.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.